And let's just dive into this.
Sure. That's
the perfect example, is that apparently there's $50-something thousand just sitting there waiting for students to access for Blinn College tuition.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's interesting, what you're referencing there, is the Be On Time loan program that's administered by the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, or what we call the CO-Board. And those programs, there is a lot of money year after year that is left on the table. And it looks as if organizations, universities, colleges aren't utilizing the funds, when actually what happens with that particular program is it's a very interesting loan, and actually it's one that might appeal to people more broadly if they thought they could handle the requirements. And the main requirements are to maintain a certain minimum GPA, and also you have to finish your schooling, quote unquote, on time. So if you're at a four-year university, you've got to complete that degree within 4 years. Here at Blinn College, for our funding situation with the Be On Time loan, you need to wrap up your degree within 2 years. And what happens is, if you don't, then it becomes a loan where there's an interest-bearing loan, a typical higher education loan administered by the coordinating board. But if you do finish the loan on time and you meet the minimum GPA requirements and so forth, you've gone through an eligible academic program, which is basically any associate's degree here at Blinn, then the loan is forgiven. The entire amount of the loan is forgiven. So it's an interesting program, but I'm not sure many people feel like they can complete all of those requirements and check all of those boxes. And the worst that can happen if you don't is then you're facing a loan to pay for your education. But there are a lot of details available, and the way that students can access this to see maybe if the loan is right for them is to look up hhloans.com. That's an old throwback to back when the coordinating board was mainly administering Hazelwood loans. So the website's a little unusual, but hhloans.com. And once you get to that site, you're looking for the Be On Time loan program. Our allotment here at Blinn for, as you mentioned, Bill, for fiscal 2012 was $56,000, of which about $27,000 has been used. And looking down the road, the allotment for 2013 drops to $25,000. So what funds are available for next year are going to be even that much more competitive. So I would encourage anyone who thinks they can do the degree in 2 years, they can keep their grades up and maintain the GPA that's required, definitely to give this a shot, because the money's there, and again, at worst, you're just facing a college loan.
Well, and it sounds like particularly as Blinn in Brazos County is a feeder institution to A&M, you're going to need the hours, you're going to need the GPA anyway, so it just seems very logical to pursue this particular loan program.
Right, and this program, it's like a lot of programs that are out there that the legislature and the coordinating board try to encourage not only a university or a college, but also a student to go ahead and move things along. You know, we've got to keep students moving through the pipeline out of high school, through college, through university, and into the workforce, rather than keeping the perpetual student going on financial aid and scholarships year after year after year. So we've got to have that good, healthy bit of turnover, and this is one way that the state is trying to encourage students to go ahead and finish that degree on time.
And in addition to going online, I'm sure Blinn's financial aid staff would be more than happy to visit with prospects.
Absolutely. Our two larger campuses, the Brenham campus and the Bryan campus, both maintain full-time financial aid folks that are well-versed in not only the military disbursements and all that folks who've served in the military are eligible for, but also any of these programs, such as the Be On Time loan program that the state administers. They're fully versed, and really that's what you're here for, is to help students navigate that process.
And it's the proper time of year, particularly if you're going into the fall semester, to get this wrapped up.
Very good time. Not only are we going to want to make sure our meningitis shots and shot records are complete and that we have evidence of that if you're a new student to Blinn, but also this is an excellent time to get all of your financial aid ducks in a row, because these things do take a little bit of time.